This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me. Today's topic, a return to marriage. Men in a marriage require sex and servitude. They can survive for a few years on sex alone, but a masculine man must be on top of his family's dominance hierarchy. Feminist women won't take orders and won't serve, so the marriage is ultimately doomed. Modern females put their job first. For their part, traditional women require masculinity for protection and comfort, including providership for raising children. Feminists denigrate masculinity and provide for themselves. Feminism killed marriage. The statistics point to a complete collapse of society if relationships don't return to their evolutionary determined roles. Though feminists have a firm control of the narrative, the inclination of women to prefer masculinity and dominance has caused a reversion, at least by some, to traditional role models. More and more brave women are rejecting the feminist propaganda that they emulate masculinity and instead embrace their femininity. Instead of claiming they are the prize, they recognize that it's the men who are the prize and are again beginning to advertise what they are bringing to the table. They frankly admit that they want a husband and are offering the three C's: cook, clean, and conceive. Men are predisposed to then let the woman control the household and will accept their place in the arrangement. Husbands would put their wife first, then kids, then job, then themselves. In contrast to wives putting their kids first, then themselves, then their husband. This asymmetrical ranking is actually equality in the grander scheme of things. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.